Stiff.
It's Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Did you hear that? They said stiff.
Oh, hello, hello, God.
Kia ora, you guys. Awesome. I am joined in the studio for Cocktail Corner by the, please introduce yourself into the microphone.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm Grace Joyce, co-founder and marketing director of Stiffy Drinks.
Yes, you are.
And hello from me, which is Alex, well, mummy.
Yes, Alex or mummy.
Yes, the mother of the co-founder here and support and financier.
Exactly, lay it all out. Amazing. When Anika told me that you guys were like a mother-daughter sort of business
duo,
I thought that's really awesome. If me and my mum did a business, it would be bad stuff. But everyone's different.
Got to give it a try, give it a try.
Exactly, give it a crack. Okay, so just explain this to me, because there has been a couple of like moments, I don't want to say ads, but ads that have been made that say really funny things about the name. Could you guys explain what this is in my hand? Because I'm sure the listener might not know what is going on here, but we're about to talk alcoholic beverages. And this one you guys have made.
Right. Well, the Stiffy name comes from when I was a kid and I used to have to pour a drink for my dad, mm-hmm. who would have three fingers of water and one cap of Gordon's gin. And then occasionally he would come home and say to me, you'll have to make it a stiff one tonight, Alex. And that meant two caps of Gordon's gin.
That was a very rough day.
And yeah. So basically, I've been brought up with this culture about a stiff drink.
But sadly, as we all know in today's day, that stiff and stiffy also have a very different meaning. Mm-hmm. So the name does have a bit of a double meaning in a sense, and you can think of it however you like.
No, but I just love that it's you two beautiful wahine that are behind this, because it's hilarious to me, and I think stiffy's a funny word.
I think most people do, but I've got no complaints with that. It's a good conversation starter, I'll tell you that.
No, totally.
I was just gonna say, people go on and on about it, like it's non-stop, but it gets everyone going, though, so I've got no complaints.
Yes, excellent marketing, I should say. Please tell me, how long have you guys been making this drink, and why, and where, what, when, how?
Well, we've actually only been on the market for about 6 months now. We started distribution in about January, and the whole process of it basically started around early last year, the whole brainstorming, designing. Wow. It was taste testing as well. Our main thing that we wanted to get was a good taste to stand out. Because, you know, with a high percent, you don't want the taste of too much alcohol in it, or it's just not going to be nice after three drinks in. But then we ended up spending 3 months on taste testing because we just really wanted to nail it.
Yeah.
And it's come out great. We love the final product.
Fuck yeah, I'm really excited to try it. Dear listener, I'm holding in my hand a very perfectly temperatured cold can with excellent branding. It says Stiffy on it. It's blue and yellow and white and actually matches the microphones. Not sure if you guys saw that. I'm really excited to try it. But tell me more, like, are you guys, like, what's the big dream? I mean, the dream is already here in my hand. What was the motivation? Like, I just think it's, you know, in a world that there is a lot of alcohol, I feel as though you guys are bold as hell for being like, it's time for us to have our turn. And I think it's going to be awesome because I'm really excited to try it. Can you tell me more? Like, what was the vibe? What was the dream? How did it begin? Other than your dad being asking for a stiff one.
That's a different thing. Well, it was actually being a mum and having two children aged 21 and 23. I noted that, you know, before they all went out, they would have this pre-loading culture.
Sort of,
and lots of friends would be coming over to the house and everybody would be bringing 6 packs or 10 packs or whatever's, and had this whole sort of ritual of pre-loading before going out. So I sort of was chatting to Grace about this whole preloading, and they'd bring like bottles of wine and then they'd be half drunk and be a lot of waste and everything. And then we sort of got chatting, Grace and I, about sort of creating the ideal preloading drink. Yes. So, which is like a strong drink, it's 7%.
But low volume as well.
But low volume.
Because most drinks of size are around 5 or 6%. So you've got to consume more of them to get that buzz before you go out. But versus this, you're still consuming the same amount, but you're getting a higher percent out of it.
More bang for your buck.
More bang for your buck. Exactly.
And it is a stiffy. Well, I'm really excited to try it. May I?
Yes.
May we cheers. Hey, cheers to you gals in business. Very cheers. Awesome
clink.
Stuff.
Clink. Do like an...
Yeah, we do. This is all. The cocktail corner is very like ASMR sort of forward. Yes.
Let's see if
it's
we can get that.
It's the perfect temperature.
Let's see if we can get this.
Get it. So this is a vodka soda with lemon and lime. It's a stiff drink. It's 7% alcohol. And a tiny little 330 ml, is it?
Yes. Pre-fatty. Oh, that was good. That was a good one.
Now, you guys, I haven't had a drink because I've been doing Dry July.
Cheers to that.
So
cheers to
that. This is breaking my...
Well, we're in August now, so it's fine.
Exactly right. That's right. But it's breaking it, and I'm excited. So cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Are open again. It's always good for a cheers. So let's go. Let's go. Oh, my God. Yum. It tastes just like a fizzy sort of like...
Tastes I could like have it with lemonade. Fish and chips.
Yeah. That does not taste like alcohol at all. Wow. Let the good times flow.
Let the good times flow.
If you just tuned in, this is the Rapare Thursday Drive, and you've just you've come along at the perfect time. It's Cocktail Corner, and I've got the sweeties from Stiffy here who are handling the Cocktail Corner reins for the month, and I'm really excited to have you guys in all the time, and this drink is freaking awesome. Like I needed another reason to drink, you know? But here it is. That's awesome. Are you guys going to do more flavors? What's the vibe?
Well, we definitely are interested in doing more flavors, but we want to get our product out there more before we do that.
Totally.
So I reckon it would be something next year we would be aiming to do, but we have been brainstorming a lot recently on new flavors that we would be interested in doing.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we've just got it in a 6-pack at the moment, and we're coming out with the 10-pack in October.
Keep your eye out for that.
Ten pack.
Okay, and where can we get these if someone was like, I want to try this new RTD? Yeah.
You could honestly find it in any of your local liquor stores in the North Island.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to find an exact store, you can go onto our website, which has all the stores in the North Island on where to find. But we're in Bottle-O's, Thirsty Liquors, etc., etc.
Yeah, Independence.
Banging. Fucking congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Madam B, that's the name of the...
Yes,
company.
It is.
Name.
It just gets
worse. Oh, my God. No, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming in, you guys, and having a drink with me.
Oh, thank you so much for having us this month.
Of course, I'm really excited. It's going to be really awesome. Do you have any musical requests?
I've got a song stuck in my head recently a lot from Alex Warren, Bloodline.
Alex Warren, I've seen that name before.
Yeah, he's actually coming to New Zealand in August, I believe, this year.
I'll play that for you. How about that? With Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see what the vibe is.
All right, we're going to play this tune. Requested by the sweeties from Stiffy. Thanks so much for coming in. I'll play this for you, and then we'll just keep drinking, I guess. Awesome.
Perfect. Cheers.
Thanks, you guys.
Cheers.
Take that pain, pass it down like bottles on the wall. Mama said her dad's to blame, but that's his daddy's fault. There's no one left to call. You stay up counting down the days till you make your escape, but you're afraid you cannot run what's running through your veins. You're carrying the weight. In the dead of night, on that broken road, I won't let you walk alone. Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. Oh, we got each other, and if you've got tomorrow, then you still got time to break the chain that left you scarred from where you came. Is it who you are? Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline.
Oh, I won't pretend that I know half the hell you see, but that don't mean it's something that you're destined to repeat. Stronger than you think. You know it has to end, but you don't know where to start.
then I'll meet you where you are. Oh, I'll be waiting in the car in the dead of night on that broken road. I won't let you walk alone.
Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. Oh, we got each other. And if you got tomorrow, then you still got time to break these chains that left you scarred. From where you came, is it who you are? Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline. The storm keeps on raging, but don't you forget, God's not done with you yet. When it feels like you're losing the war in your head, just know this isn't the end.
Oh, my brother, you don't have to follow in your bloodline.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.